I'm John Oger here at the 2017 league meetings with CBS sports columnist Pete Prisco. And Pete, let's get right into it. Raiders, Las Vegas, what's going to happen this week?
Well, there's a chance there's going to be a vote taken. There's not an automatic decision going to be made. There's still some things that need to be worked out. But I think ultimately the Raiders are going to find their way to Las Vegas. I mean, the whole thing about gambling in Las Vegas, look, there are casinos everywhere nowadays. Now, the difference is there's legalized sports betting. How that can be worked out, who knows? Will they be able to bet on the team that if it's in Las Vegas? You know, there's some talk that if the Vegas team were to make a Super Bowl, there would be no bets taken on that team if they did make the Super Bowl, which would hurt Las Vegas a lot. Ultimately, though, it's going to come down to money. Do they have the money to finance a stadium? It looks like they do. And I think the league will look at it as a cash cow and let them go.
And what an incredible change. We started covering the league in 95 together. Couldn't even dream of a team in Vegas, and now all of a sudden it's about money, right?
It's about money. It's about stadiums. I mean, you know, 20 years ago, Pete Rozelle told me when Jacksonville was trying to get a franchise, he said, he told me on the phone, I remember it like it was yesterday, he said, stadiums will dictate everything in the National Football League going forward. And I said, well, what do you mean by that? He goes, expansion will go to teams mm-hmm. who have the stadiums, cities have the stadiums. It did. Relocation will go to cities who build stadiums. Super Bowls will go to cities that build the stadiums. Everything he said has come true.
At this point, that will never change. This week at the league, it looks like the trend of this meeting is going to be, let's get the game shorter. Is it by any means necessary?
Oh, I think it's definitely necessary.
Okay.
Look, we're in a want-it-now society. And if you're going to give people and younger people particularly a chance to turn the channel mm-hmm. when there's a commercial, kickoff commercial, then they're going to turn the channel. And that's not good for the league. They lost some of their audience last year. They're concerned about it. This is a way to bring some of that back. I think speeding up the games is actually something they should have done a long time ago.
Anything else you're looking for this week?
Well, when you look at some of the celebrations, I think they need to bring back celebrations. And I
Absolutely.
Think they will. I mean, we used to have so much fun in the National Football League with your Redskins, the
right.
fun bunch. They don't have that anymore. And I think they're going to open it up and allow more of that. That's
well, great. And is that, again, let's get the kids back in.
The millennials. Yeah, they want to get those kids back, and they need to do it.
We used to be kids, Pete.
We were, a long time ago.
Long, long time ago. On Jaguars.com this week, look for Jaguars owner Shad Khan tomorrow. Look for Tom Coughlin tomorrow. We'll have interviews with those guys. Dave Caldwell should be on Jaguars.com live. We're still waiting to hear the time. But join us on Jaguars.com for coverage from the NFL meetings.